talking to amazing Bulu creatives and their supporters, one of whom is Drew Anthony. I mean, Drew.
You are
also a creative.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you're a supporter and...
Yeah, I mean, with the shows that I do, I direct them and produce them. So, yeah, I would very much say I'm a creative.
You are also, I mean, when we say the shows that you produce, you have been in the practice of producing a number of musicals at the Royal Theatre at Planet Royale. You've done Greece.
Yes.
You've done Chicago.
Yes.
You've done Strictly Ballroom.
Yes.
Now you're doing A Chorus Line.
I know. What a progression.
Now, A Chorus Line was like massive, like one of the longest running Broadway musicals.
Yeah.
It won like 9 Tony Awards, won a Pulitzer Prize. And it lives on in my head for Michael Douglas being very creepy in the semi-dark.
In the creepy film version.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? A lot of people say to me, I would come and see it, but I saw the movie and I didn't love it. And I'm like, oh, you have to see the live stage version. The movie was kind of sucky, you know, and the live experience of A Chorus Line. I mean, it's about an audition, you know, and so the live production captures that amazing kind of raw truth and energy and anxiety and everything that goes into an audition for a show. It's not unlike stepping in for a job interview and you get asked questions from left field and you don't know, you know, what's happening and you don't know what to say and you're sort of out of your body looking in, and that's what auditions are like. But as you say, A Chorus Line was at one time the longest running Broadway show. It won the Pulitzer Prize, as you said. It's a very, very important piece of theatre and a very compelling piece of theatre.
We're always fascinated with this behind-the-scenes look at what it's really like to be an actor, what it's really like to be a performer.
Right.
What is that? Like, why do we always want to see behind the curtain and like peer into the drama that happens behind the scenes? Isn't the drama that happens in front of the scenes enough for us?
It's funny, isn't it? I mean, you know, I'm the same in genres that I'm not so familiar with. So I love to walk into a television studio and watch the cameraman and watch the floor assistants. And, you know, I think we like to see the machinations of how things work because, you know, performing arts and arts generally is very out-facing and you see a final result. But I think it's really interesting for people who love the final result to go, right, what went into that? Like, how did that actually all come together? I actually open my rehearsals quite often to students and younger people who email me and say, I'd love to come and just watch rehearsals. And it helps to demystify, you know, that they have a passion for the performing arts, but they don't always understand how it comes together. So I love doing that kind of thing and providing those opportunities. And I've been saying about A Chorus Line to people that if you've ever wondered what it's like to audition for a show and what that process is, that's what A Chorus Line is. It's the story of the process of bearing your soul and putting yourself literally and figuratively on the line to be selected to be in a show. And
Or not selected.
And that, you know, that's the heartbreak. But A Chorus Line in particular, the director in the show pushes people beyond what is normal in an audition and asks them to answer questions that they wouldn't normally be asked in order to really explore their personalities for this particular show that he's putting on. So it becomes very emotional and very intense and very comedic and uplifting, and it's all there. And what I love about A Chorus Line is that it's my story, it's your story, it's the story of anyone who's ever been in the performing arts. We've all been through it and we all know what it is, and it's really nice to share that with audiences who perhaps don't know that whole journey.
And for audiences who are maybe not familiar with A Chorus Line, we do have a little bit of the song from the musical. This is I Hope I Get It. We'll be back very soon to talk to Drew Anthony about this new production.
Again. Step, kick, kick, knee, kick, touch. Again, step, kick, kick,
kick, leap, kick, touch. Again, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Right, that connects with turn, turn, out, in, touch, step, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Got it? Going on, and turn, turn, touch, down, back, step, pivot, step, walk, 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 right. Let's do the whole combination, facing away from the mirror, from the top, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh my God, just the desperation.
I know.
Just the build and then the like, no, I need this job. It's really, I mean, that's what musicals are all about, this like heightened emotion. It's right there. If anyone's going to give you heightened emotion, it's a bunch of performers going after a job that other people are also going after.
Absolutely. And at the end of that song, one of the young boys in the show steps forward and the lyrics are... who am I anyway? Am I my resume? That is a picture of a person I don't know.
Stop.
It's we all know it. Like, you know, who are we when we're putting ourselves out to be judged, to audition, to job interview, whatever it happens to be. The last bit of that lyric is, what does he want from me? What should I try to be? So many faces all around and here we go. I need this job. Oh, God, I need this show.
Which is a line, or those lines are also not just about, I guess, going for a show, going for an audition. It's also, I guess, what we live through when we're trying to figure out who we are. What does this person need from me? What does this person need me to be at this moment? It's kind of also a story of relationships and learning to be in relationship with other people.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a reason why it won a Pulitzer Prize for drama.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason why, is because it just beautifully tells this universal story, you know, in musical theatre form.
So does that feel like a massive undertaking when you were like, okay, I'm going to direct this?
It feels like more a big responsibility than an undertaking. You know, we have a responsibility to tell this story. Look, A Chorus Line came about when, you know, brilliant Broadway director Michael Bennett put a bunch of Broadway dancers in a room, put a whole bunch of microphones everywhere and rolled the tape and said, right, tell me your stories. Like, why are you in show business? Why do you want to be on Broadway? What were the obstacles? And 3 or 4 days later, all of that material was collated and, you know, sent to script writers and musicians and composers. And from those tapes came A Chorus Line. And some of those people who shared their stories became the original cast. And so we're telling people's real stories. But as I said before, they're also your story and they're my story because we've all been through it.
If people are wanting to head along to this iteration of A Chorus Line, it's happening at Planet Royale.
It is. It's happening at the Royal Theatre.
At Planet Royale.
Yeah.
And people can get tickets by heading to the Planet Royale website?
No, go to Ticketmaster.
Yeah,
type in A Chorus Line and you'll find it there. It's very rare. A Chorus Line doesn't get done very often, so this is a very rare opportunity to see an absolute Broadway classic.
You've heard it here first. Drew Anthony bringing us A Chorus Line. I'm going to bring you one more little excerpt from the show. This is from One. Drew, thank you so much for making the time to come and speak to us.
Lovely to chat with you again. Take care.
And Chorus Line coming very soon. Actually, Drew, when is the opening night?
Yeah.
Let's get some important information
sure.
out there.
Yeah, we have our first audience next Wednesday, so it's looming. We have a couple of previews, then we open on Friday, and we're running for 3 weeks.
Excellent. So head on to Ticketmaster, type in A Chorus Line, type in Perth, type in Planet Royale, type in whatever you need to find, tickets to this show featuring this track.